Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
All right, we just finished Wednesday's show. Amy's not in the studio yet. I don't know where she is, but she's walking back this way. I'm reading, because we talk about stuff and, you know, we don't have a script, obviously, on this show.
No script.
And we just talk from what we kind of know.
Yes, that's why we always say things we're not supposed to.
Ah, and dumb things.
A lot of times. Yeah.
But apparently we're talking about a nutritionist at some point. And I got a text here that says, a nutritionist is not a thing. It's not an official or respected title. A registered dietitian is the only nutrition expert backed by the Academy of Nutrition and Diet. Were we talking about... Amy's rolling her eyes. She's walking back in the studio. She's doing a hand flip.
You don't even know what we're talking about, Amy.
Oh, but I can guess, maybe.
Were you talking about a nutritionist earlier?
I don't know. Was I?
We
I
do, remember. But...
I'm sure.
What I've learned is anybody can claim they're a nutritionist.
Yeah, it's true.
I didn't know that. I'm a nutritionist.
Yeah, I had... the reason why I didn't know what you were talking about, but I had Kelly Levesque, who's like a celebrity nutritionist, on my... podcast, and she did take certain courses. I don't know that she has the registered dietitian credentials, like RD. Like there's like, you know, the
registered
letters
dietitian.
After like whatever you've, but there's different levels and schooling, and you go and you get the letters. But like, I know she is like super smart, worked in cancer research forever. Like she has completed certain courses, but because she didn't have certain letters next to her name, like people, I got all these emails that like were irritated that I had this girl on like as a credible source. And like, I have all kinds of people on my podcast, and I was just like, okay, well, I mean, I like
that's
to bring
what
a variety.
That's, about. That's why you did that. That's why you rolled. Okay. I didn't know what.
Oh, I didn't know. It, but what, it. It, I don't know.
No, but I would just say by your logic, I took 2 philosophy classes in college. So I could be a philosophist.
I guess if you, I don't, yeah. But
if
she
it's
about is
taking
a,
a couple of classes that are legit.
Yeah, I don't know what the classes are that she took that make her like a nutritionist. But I mean, I'm sure that like Jessica Alba is not going to be working this role if she doesn't know what she's talking about.
I don't know about that. Maybe so. Maybe the girl just makes her feel good.
Right. Well, yes. She like it's like gotten her to eat a certain way that's helped her skin and her energy, and she's like.
I don't even know they were attacking that.
Oh, I don't know either.
I know. When you came in on fire.
Oh, because I just
rolling her eyes and hot.
Yeah.
I just did not know you could call anyone a nutritionist. Now we'll look differently when someone's a nutritionist. I'm like, well, so am I. Big deal.
What are we looking for?
And I'm a philosophist.
A dang good one.
Huh? 2 courses in college. Yeah. Eddie, here's a text. So Eddie is the video producer. What was he producing before you had the Facebook feed?
Videos. Yeah, I would manually shoot videos with a camera, and I would hold the camera and shoot the room, or if we had guests, I would shoot that, and then I would edit during the show. So I was always producing videos from the beginning.
And now you're doing it a little different because you can actually run it live.
Yes.
And switch live
gotten pretty good at it. Yeah. Like I can do it without even looking at the screen. I kind of know where the cameras already are pointed, so I don't really have to stare at the cameras. I do look at it just to make sure I'm doing the right thing, but and I just switch it while we're doing the show.
Before you started working on this show, you worked in news.
Yeah.
As a...
News,
nutritionist?
I started as a reporter when I worked news down the valley.
Well, anybody can be a nutritionist. You were a reporter / nutritionist.
I'm a nutritionist.
And then I was a cameraman, live truck operator. Then I became a producer, and that was my last news job before I moved here.
Once, Eddie, you know how when someone is in the lane and you're trying to get out, let's say you're at Burger King, okay? And you're going to pull out of Burger King and there's a highway, and someone is in the lane close to you and they're like, you're clear, go ahead and cross over. So they're looking this way and you want to go back against them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you're clear, go ahead and go. Eddie was in a news truck, and a car cleared him to go out, and he pulled out, and another car hit him. And
smash.
Totally
news
truck.
Yeah, they did you wrong.
I'll never forget that guy's face. Like, I remember him perfectly saying, hey, man, you're good. Go ahead. And I trusted him. And as soon as I cleared that lane, pop, I got hit hard. And I think that was my first week back in news. So, welcome back.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Raymundo thinks that Lunchbox is storing his jet ski downstairs in the garage of the radio station.
Yeah, I was down there. They had an event or something. We weren't allowed to park up here. I didn't even really know what goes on downstairs. It's a wild west, y'all.
It's like the dark web down there of parking garages.
There's some guy's got a broken down Jeep that it looked like it got a flat tire. It's been down there for years. It's got a foot of dust on it.
Oh, it does. It is pretty gross.
You saw a jet ski down there?
And there's a freaking yellow jet ski down there. And if it's not Lunchboxes, y'all, we got a station jet ski. Yeah! I mean, it's just chilling. Lunch, if that's yours, dude, props on this free storage, dude.
Is that yours?
No, my jet ski no longer exists. My jet ski's gone. There was a flood in Austin almost a year ago.
Floated off.
And it got taken away in the flood, and I held out hope. I filed a report with the, like, the whatever, the missing boat people, and they said, oh, we'll let you know, and no one ever turned it in, so it's either at the bottom of the lake, went through the dam and got crushed, or someone's riding around the lake on it right now.
You didn't put the chip in it like you do your dog?
No, they didn't have chips, but I had the VIN number and, like, the little tags
they
and all that.
Probably scratched that off immediately,
and I registered it. Yeah, probably. Because the neighbor, you know, people out there boating, every jet ski that would go by when I'm at the lake, I'm like, oh, is that mine? Is that mine? Oh, no. But that one downstairs does look like mine, yellow and white, but two different states, so it's sad.
What's happening down there in that garage?
Well, it's a bunch of station junk, so I don't think you can just take the stuff. But, it seems like people are just storing whatever they can't put in their garage at their house, and they just put it in the downstairs garage because nobody usually goes down there until there's a client event, and then people like me go down there, and I'm like, what is up with this Jeep that's broken down, and why is there a jet ski down here?
And there's pallets of things down there. If you go down, there's pallets of different items and, what do you call filing cabinets that are down there in the garage.
I believe there are two cats that live down there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there
are. Oh, cute.
Yeah. They get fed every day by someone that works here.
I meow at them every morning.
Do you park down there?
Every morning.
Oh.
Bigger spaces, that way you don't have to worry about dings on your car.
If I come up here and someone's in my parking spot at like 4 p.m., what would you do if you were me?
Oh, boy.
And there's no other spot. Because I've pulled in other spots before. My spot's not always about just like, here I reside. It's mostly like, I get here and I have to work and there's nowhere to park, you gotta park down the street. So... What would you do if you were me? Really?
Oh, Kim.
No. Oh. I mean, I'm assuming that it's somebody that just doesn't know. So just. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean don't know? There's a sign that says reserved parking, Bobby Bones.
You can't miss the
you
sign.
You can't miss it when you pull in. So to say you don't know, that's just no. There's not.
Okay. Well, they're just assuming. Okay. Whew. Morning show's over. There's no way Bobby's going to be back.
That's
up here.
Not the question. What would you do if you were me? Because I'll tell you what I do. And what I'm going to start doing.
I mean, I probably would just let it go.
I know, me too. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I did.
Let it
I
go.
I know.
No, you can't. Because
yes,
if you let
can.
It go every time, then people are like, oh, this isn't really serious.
But then
this
what
junk.
Can you do?
Do I tow it once and take a video
what?
Of it? And then
yeah.
let it then buy a TV and let it run and loop right there in front of the, like, this too will be you.
Add a sign that says if you park here, you will get towed.
Well, can you legally sign. Do stuff like that? Can you tow? Can you key?
Can you boom?
You cannot
first of all,
key.
You can't key.
No, okay. You could never key. There's nothing legal about keying.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't know the towing rules.
Yeah, I don't either.
Or you can let the air out of the tire just go into...
That's legal. I did see that. That
yeah,
part
you
legal.
Can do that. Mm-hmm.
So mature, too.
We're going to wrap. What's up today?
Nothing really besides my usual. My
cool. Any nutritionists coming
my
over?
Children and my dad. I mean, I'm probably going to study up since I'm a nutritionist.
Well, nutritionist. There's the new Bobby Katz with Rodney Clausen. He's written over 20 number ones. It's a really great podcast. So if you listen to it, check it out. The Sore Losers have a podcast today. It's a sports show. You guys check it. This is always recorded after the show on the day. And here, you know, we could start putting this at the end of the podcast. I think people would like that.
No, it's a post-show pre-show.
I know, but what if it's a post-show?
I like pre.
Post-show pre-show.
I know, because I created it that way, but I'm willing to change.
And it was such a good idea, we should stick
goodness.
With it.
All right.
Okay, do you want to change it? Because you could just change it.
I know, but I like to ask you guys before I make
okay,
I mean, it's interesting because we do talk about things that we talk about on the show, so
but
it might fit better at the end.
But at the beginning of my podcast, I record an intro that talks about what we're going to talk about. It's like a little menu.
I do that too. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that's what this is.
And Bones, when you ask us stuff, do you know, like, you're not going to listen to us?
Right. No, not always.
That's why I'm like, why are you even asking us?
No. I do. I know how I feel about things.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, universal and you guys are so passionate about it, I'll then start to just consider it.
So how do you feel about this?
Like,
can we
please
keep it in the front?
Like, I'm going to leave it up front
mm-hmm.
because I feel like people don't always get to the end of the podcast because I don't get to the end of every podcast I listen to.
Come on. What you think?
That I'm going to leave it in the front for now, but I'm open to the idea of switching it if we get a lot of demand for it to put it in the back. All right, here's today's show. Thank you very much. Bye, everybody.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
What's happening? Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Man, here we are. Morgan number two, what did you see?
I saw you on a commercial for Running Wild with Bear Grylls. It was like a clip of you.
Oh, like Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
It is spelled Grylls. Yeah, go ahead.
And you were in like...
I can't say where I'm going. I haven't been able to reveal where I'm going
yet. You have
yet.
Not said that. That's all right.
Well, they asked me not to. Because this show, Running Wild with Bear Grylls, they take... Listen, I'm going to say the word, but trust me, I don't feel this way. They take celebrities into these really nutty circumstances all over the world, and they just follow you for 48 hours. So that's what the show is about. It's on Nat Geo. And so you saw, I haven't seen a commercial for it.
Yeah, there was only like three of the celebrities that were in the clip. So they chose you, and you're in cold weather clothes. So we at least know that you're in some cold weather climate. And
Colorado?
You
do have-
No, it's out of America.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's way, way out of America. Yeah, go ahead. I'm in cold weather clothes.
And you do have your glasses on. So, like, you didn't take those off. You didn't put on contacts or anything. So, those are, like, the two hints that I got. Otherwise,
well,
it's
I don't
really
own
quick.
Contacts.
Right.
Yeah. That would be weird.
And there were points where my glasses were quite bothersome. One, because it was cold, and also because it got really wet. And there were times where it was water all on my glasses. But I'll say this. It was very cold where I was. And I don't like the cold.
Was Santa Claus there?
Let's just say he may have been around there at times.
Okay.
I'll do that. And I did see Mike D is showing me the commercial right now. It says, Running Wild with Bear Grylls, new trailer, Brie Larson, Channing Tatum. I don't know how to say this girl's name. Cara Delevingne? What is it?
Delevingne. Yeah.
And here I am. And I do something totally disgusting on this show. And you can see it in the trailer a little bit. Well... Yeah, well, good. I didn't know. It's airing in January. My episode is, I'm told.
Yeah, I've seen it three times now.
The commercial?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Do you know it's me? Do they say
yes,
it's me?
It looks like you.
No, but I'm saying...
They don't say the names.
Like,
they just say,
Bobby.
Like, with celebrities, and then they show, like, different images.
Hey, Raymundo, do we have, since Morgan number two is 26, do we have the new Morgan number two imaging yet?
Yeah, we do.
Wow, this could be the first time we actually hit this. Do you have a 26-year-old segment, Morgan number two?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. This is now that she's 26... What 26-year-olds care about for the first time. What do 26-year-olds
care about? So if you guys remember Lisa Frank, all the rainbow and colorful things that we used to wear in like the 90s.
Lisa Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I do.
I don't remember that either.
I don't.
But is it a girl thing?
It was a girl thing.
Okay.
But it was like all this rainbow and stuff. Well, they basically created a whole like penthouse in Los Angeles with Lisa Frank. It's like all rainbows from the kitchen to the bedroom. And you get to, like, divulge on some, like, 90s snacks, like Fun Dip and Pixie Sticks and Gushers. It's like a 90s dream, and I want to go. It's only $200 a night.
We'll put it up at BobbyBones.com. When I see the pictures now, I do remember this. It wasn't really my jam.
I remember, like, Folders and Trapper Keepers with this.
Yes.
I guess Hotels.com has a thing with them.
Yeah.
And they've created a Lisa. I thought you meant Lisa Turtle. That's a good Lisa. If we were doing a Lisa draft right now, I would go... Lisa Simpson first. Amy, ooh. Where would you go?
Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, solid. Phoebe from Friends.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb, because I do. Yeah. Eddie?
Mona Lisa.
Oh, it's a good one.
Got him.
Morgan number two, where would you draft Lisa?
It would be Lisa Frank. She'd be one of the top ones for me.
Nobody's going Lisa Turtle?
No.
That was an example.
Oh.
Lisa Renna?
How about Left Eye Lisa Lopes?
Nice.
From TLC.
Good one.
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump.
Good one.
Any other Lisa Marie Presley?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Lisas.
Does Liza Minnelli count?
It does not.
No.
Lisa Lampanelli? No.
No.
Lisa Bonet?
Lisa Ling.
Oh, Lisa Ling Channel 1.
Oh, good one, Amy.
Solid.
Leaning Channel Tower 1, of Lisa.
Yes. There we go. All right.
Lisa.
Everybody good?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Ready to start it up here?
Yes.
All right, let's get going with Wednesday's show. Appreciate you guys. Here we go.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Okay, so science proves that White Claw gives you less of a hangover, keeps you more hydrated, and actually gets you drunk quicker too. All at the same. And Raymundo was on White Claw before anyone that I know was on White Claw.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves the hard seltzers now because they're so much easier and more enjoyable to drink than beer, especially for chicks. Chicks love them.
This internist, gastroenterologist.
Gastroenterologist?
Wow. He said, hey, it's actually okay, you get hydrated more by drinking this stuff.
Interesting.
The lack of sugar is why you typically aren't hungover the day after, and you actually, it hits you pretty hard, which is what you want. And it also doesn't contain chemicals produced during alcohol production that you don't want in your body.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it sounds like a magic drink.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have one today. Do you guys see that meme? I may have mentioned it where the girl's like,
yeah,
my dad's been drinking one every morning. He thinks it's like a LaCroix. When he goes to work, he drinks a White Claw. Pretty funny. Amy, do you drink this stuff at all?
I mean, I tried it because Ray talks about it so much. I think Target had a variety pack or something. So before, at my son's birthday party, I had it there for the adults. And we did a taste test. Grapefruit was my favorite. But, I mean,
at your son's birthday party?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? I was making sure you heard that. Yeah. I heard that right.
Adults, because there was a lot of adults there, and yeah, we thought it'd be fun. So, yeah, I got my high school reunion this weekend. Maybe I'll bust it out.
Is there a lack of these White Claws?
There was a shortage. Yes, there was a shortage at certain places, but I think that's no longer. I know in Austin, at least, I think a fraternity wiped out some grocery stores, so they didn't have any.
Raymundo, what do you know about this?
So there was a shortage, and I believe they've all restocked. The place I've went, every gas station has it, and even Costco when you buy it in bulk. So it's back, baby.
And there's another company called Lovely. Is that what it's
Truly.
Called?
Truly.
Truly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Close.
Same. I saw a lot of people drinking that at Thomas Rhett.
Truly?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not my culture, but I'm always interested to watch from afar. I have this whole thing about John Mayer. So, by the way, it's John Mayer's 42nd birthday today. It's my favorite. That's my dude.
Oh, happy birthday.
So, love John Mayer. Happy birthday. People, even when I was out shooting American Idol the last couple days, people that don't listen to country music at all will come up and go, hey, I know you. And I'm like, from this show? And they're like, no, from... you know, dance, go down the list, right? They're like, no, I watched your YouTube video with John Mayer. And so when he came and we talked for 45 minutes or so. But John Mayer's my favorite. And so, like me, though, we're both currently single. Oh, wow. Do you think of him as being older?
I see him as our age-ish, just a little, yeah.
But I mean, do you see him? Because he's never been married.
Right.
I've never been married.
True. Are you asking if I see you as the same as John Mayer?
Like age and single wise.
Okay.
Because I don't see him as somebody that's way old, that's still like sad and lonely.
Oh, right.
Right. No, no.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense what you're saying.
He's dated celebrities like Jennifer Aniston, Taylor Swift, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Man.
Katy Perry.
Yeah. I'm going to get back to this. Huh. But did you see the story yesterday that comes out about Lindsay L's song about me? There was a whole thing, and I retweeted it.
We were just talking about that.
On my Twitter feed, it's not the one that I showed you. It's a different one. They did an article with her.
Oh.
Morgan number two, can you pull that up on my Twitter feed? And the whole story was about how there's a song that she wrote about our past relationship that she's nervous how people were going to react.
I did see something on that.
And I just put that little thinking emoji where the guy's got his yes. Morgan number two, what does the headline of the story say?
Lindsay L. wrote a Bobby Bones breakup song, and she's nervous to share.
Yeah, me too now.
So it wasn't that one that you showed me with the dying... Okay.
Have you heard this song, Bones?
I don't know. No, I remember when Hillary, who works here in the Glass Room, was working at a publishing company when they get songs written, she's the one who tipped me off about it because she was like, hey, I saw this song come in, and and not that nice about you. Here's what the article says. This is from Taste of Country. Don't worry, if it ends up on the album, you'll know what song it is.
Wow.
Oh.
Lindsay L laughs at this, but it's clear she's concerned about how this song will be received by fans and her ex-boyfriend. It says publicly they've remained cordial. Yeah, we're better than cordial.
Publicly. Y'all remained cordial.
No, we're good. I just saw that story pop out.
What about privately?
Yeah.
Right, I know. That's such a weird way to say it.
Publicly.
Like, but what
publicly
does cordial even mean?
Oh, no. Okay.
Like, cordial just means, like, you just get
you're
by.
You're friendly to each other. You're nice to each other.
But on a surface level. Like, cordial to me means it's very business.
You're more than surface?
Yeah, I would say we're friends. Yeah.
I know that you would be there for her if she ever needed you, but I didn't know.
Yeah, she would. She still has my, if I die and go on death support.
Oh, and I still think we need to fix that, especially based on the song. I need to hear it. Like,
she decides if you live or not?
Amy and her both do.
I just don't want to be in a predicament with somebody that, and I adore Lindsay, and I think she's the sweetest, but I would appreciate you not having me on there with, if it's an X. Because it just makes
it... Do you
think
she would be closer to pulling the plug than you?
I don't know. No, I don't know. But I don't
she
know.
She might pull it a little quicker.
But he doesn't want it. Even, y'all, here's the deal. If he ends up on plugs, we're not pulling it ever, period. End of story. I have final say.
Because he says
no, you have final say with her.
Yeah, you have half final say.
You and Lindsay
say.
Are 50%.
Yeah, yeah. I have.
So do you want me to take her off and just make it 100% you?
Yes, so that way we just keep you alive.
I would haunt the crap out of you.
I know. Ugh. You don't, like...
If you pulled the plug and I died, I would haunt you like crazy. If you pulled the plug and I lived, I'd be so mad.
No, I picture the day...
I'd be like, why did you do that?
I picture the day you wake up. You hear of it happening 12 years later. You waking up and being like, Amy, thank you for believing in me and keeping me alive. Mm. And I'll be like, you're welcome.
I just got a text from Lindsay. Call her. I'll put her up.
Oh, man.
I'll put her on the phone. I mean, we haven't talked to her on the air in years.
It's been a while.
Right?
I don't remember.
What are y'all going to talk about?
Yeah. She just texted me the word.
It's been years, but.
She just texted me, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, well.
Are you talking about cordial?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
She texted me the word cordial.
Oh.
Just now. Cordial to me is a very. Do they not have her number?
Okay. Wow, everyone deleted her number? Guys, come on.
Come on, I have it.
Come on, guys.
No one wants to admit they have it.
Like, oh, man, we deleted that.
She don't have that anymore. She's talking about her boy, about her boy. We're out of here. Yeah, I'll get wrong. We'll see what this is about. By the way, speaking of John Mayer, and we'll get back to the Lindsay stuff. By the way, she has a top four song right now, her and Brantley Gilbert do.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked me, because I do question and answer on my Instagram story. They're like, what's up? You rooting for her? I was like, of course I am. Pulling for her big time. As they get her on the phone. So John Mayer wrote about Katy Perry, Still Feel Like Your Man. Here's this song.
I still keep your shampoo in my shower. In case you want to wash your hair.
And Taylor Swift wrote Dear John about him.
Dear John, see it all now, it's your...
Here are some other songs artists wrote about other celebrities. Ed Sheeran wrote Don't, which is this song here.
Don't.
About who?
Ellie Goulding.
Yeah, Ellie Goulding. He wrote the song after she was unfaithful to him with One Direction's Niall Horan.
Like, on the same tour, right?
Maybe.
I feel like in the lyrics, something about in the same hotel room. I don't know.
Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River was about?
Britney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin had got off a brutal phone call with Britney Spears and then recorded the song right after. All right.
That's so cold.
Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know. Do you know the song here? Go ahead.
James Vanderbeek?
No.
Oh.
No?
I don't know who she wrote.
May or may not be about Dave Coulier from Full House.
Oh.
Fans
have long
speculated about Coulier.
Okay.
But both articles have said yes and articles have said no. And she said yes and no, apparently.
Oh.
Finally, Outkast, Miss Jackson.
Janet Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Erykah Badu and her mother.
Oh.
Andre 3000 dated Erykah Badu in the late 90s. And they had a child together. And he wrote Miss Jackson as a way to express his feelings about how it ended. Do you guys want to put
Lindsay
on?
I'm going to have to listen to that differently now.
Yeah.
All right. Country music artist, top five song right now on the charts with Brantley Gilbert. Lindsay L is on the phone. Hello, Lindsay. Good morning.
Good morning,
I have a very cordial tone with you right now. How do I sound? Do I sound cordial?
I mean, I just called my car. I just was in Nashville. I turned on the show this morning, and I'm like, oh, we're cordial, huh?
Well, I'm reading this article here. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Do you have iPhone 2? Like, what's happening?
Do you have earbuds in?
Is this AirPods? A cup with a string or what?
There we go.
That's better.
Okay.
So the headline says Lindsay L wrote a Bobby Bones breakup song she's nervous to share. What would you like to say about that?
I would just like to say that the only reason I'm nervous is because you've been talking about how you're nervous about some of these songs you've been writing, and I will never write a song that's bad or that's mean. That's not who I am. But over the past 2 years, I mean, we've been broken up for 2 years, Bobby.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. And so I've just written, I've like gone through all phases of a breakup. And over the past 2 years, I've written about every single phase because that's what we do as a songwriter. So there's one song in specific that I'm just kind of nervous about.
And what phase of the breakup is that?
It was the phase of like, it was one morning when you said something on air that I wasn't particularly happy about.
The anger
and
phase.
I walked into a right.
I don't like that phase.
Hour later, and yeah, it was kind of the angry phase.
Okay,
but we're all allowed to go through those phases.
Yeah.
Lindsay, don't apologize for her. She's so nice that she's feeling bad for experiencing the anger phase, which is totally normal.
What did I tell you, though, about whatever songs you were doing? What did I say?
Well, you said, in all honesty, you said you're an artist. You should write what you want to write. Put whatever you want on your album, but remember, I have a microphone too.
Oh, wow.
That's what I said.
That's exactly what you said.
I said, you should write whatever you want. Put it out there. Like, if you're feeling it, I would, because she was like, do you want me to send you the songs? I was like, no, I don't. But just remember.
But then you threatened me and was like, but remember, I have a microphone too.
But that's true.
That does not seem like an honest, open.
Yeah. Sounds like a wonder.
Is that line in the song?
What was the name of the song? Because I remember we do you want to say what the name of the song is that you haven't recorded yet?
That I haven't recorded
yet? Yeah, the one that we're talking about here that I don't even know.
We don't know about it. The one, the anger phase.
I mean, I don't even know if it's going to end up on the record.
That's okay.
Yet.
I do have
a single coming out.
No, we're not talking about that one. Let's talk about the one that you may record. You may not record, but what was it called?
It was called Get Over You.
like Get Over Yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
But
sort of like, see, I take it as that she needs to get over you, but you were writing it as like
get over
you and your microphone.
Yeah. I don't know that until we hear the song.
Maybe it has double meaning.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
We were just talking about how you are still one of the controllers of my life support.
Mm-hmm. Death. Medical power of attorney.
And when Amy was like, we should get Lizzie out there, I was like, oh, I'm so high.
Her phone's a little crankly, but it said, ouch.
Oh, Lindsay, I didn't mean that towards, like, I hope you heard the part where it was like, she's the sweetest and I adore her. But, I mean, would you think it's good to have an ex? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's fine. But just having an ex, like, I wouldn't want an ex-boyfriend of mine controlling my face.
I guess that's weird. I don't know. I guess I view is a messed up different situation.
Okay, well then, let's keep you on there as long as you're past the angry phase.
I'm definitely past the angry phase.
Okay, we're safe.
Yeah, you can't play that song as I'm in bed plugged in. Get over yourself. We're all unplugged.
Yeah.
Oh, what if that's the lyrics and we don't know it? I'll unplug you.
I can write whatever I want. I can write whatever I want as long as I keep you plugged in.
That's right, true. And just remember, if I come back to life, though, I have a microphone. And I will say all the stuff.
Don't worry. I don't forget that.
All right. Okay.
Oh, man.
Lindsay, thank you for answering our call this morning.
Thanks, guys. I'm glad we're cordial.
We're very cordial. Congratulations on the success with you and Brantley. What happens in a small town.
Thank you.
It's a top five song.
Thank you so much. It's so crazy.
How does that feel? Are you rich now?
It feels amazing. No, I'm still figuring out how to pay rent, but it is so awesome, and thank you guys so much for playing it so much.
Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In sports, Washington Nationals are headed to the World Series. They're going to either play Houston or New York. In other news, Felicity Huffman reported to jail yesterday. She's going to begin her two-week sentence for the college bribery scandal. And finally, Chipotle announced they're now going to offer free tuition for tech and business degrees for their employees.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, this game will be called Weird or Nah. And presenting the game today will be Amy. Amy?
Yes, so I'm in the bathroom and I'm in a stall and, you know, you can see people's feet sometimes. And the girl in the stall next to me, she had the cutest shoes on. And so, anyway, we're both in the stall peeing or whatever. And I just was like, oh my gosh, I love your shoes. They're so cute. And she was really hesitant to respond
back to me. Maybe she didn't know you were talking to her.
We were the only two in there, but maybe she didn't know how many other stalls were taken. Because, yeah, there was probably, like, maybe five available. We were taking up two of them, and they were super cute. But she, normally, we would have carried on the conversation. I'd be like, where'd you get them? Let's talk about these. But she definitely acted like I was a weirdo for talking to her through the stall, complimenting her shoes.
A girl you didn't know.
Didn't know her.
Through the stall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cute shoes.
Weirder. Nah. Lunchbox.
Not weird. I mean, you're sitting there, you might as well talk. It's quiet. You see something you like, you just say, hey, I like your shoes. Where'd you get them? It kills time. I don't have a problem with it.
It's quick. We were there for a long time. But no, it just was.
If you're hitting the number two, it's okay. It's natural.
We all do it.
Yes. I'm going to say a little weird. I think you could have got out at the sink and been like, oh, I love your shoes. I know if I'm having to sit on a public toilet and somebody's trying to talk to me through a wall.
Oh, I don't sit. I squat.
Okay, still. I'm just like, huh? Are you talking to me right now?
Yeah. Then I started to think, oh, no. Is this code for something?
Oh, my goodness. Amy now thinks she's hitting on the girl accidentally in a bathroom stall.
Well,
what kind of bathroom were you in?
Target, you know,
a rest area,
the old Target bathroom shoe compliment.
There was that toilet paper thing, you know, for a while. I don't know if it's still a thing, but I just thought, oh no, did I do something where it's like if you compliment shoes under a stall, it means something.
Eddie, weird or nah?
People get weird when they don't want to talk when you're peeing next to each other. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that
sitting on a toilet.
You can have a whole lunch
with somebody you don't know.
Sure.
If it were me and you, different.
Yeah, even you don't like to talk to
me.
Don't.
So if someone complimented your shoes in the stall, you'd be like,
Thank you, man. I'll tell you where I got them. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what I was expecting.
Not a problem.
Here, check it out. Throw it
on. You want to try it on.
Most girls, that's what they do. Cute shoes. Oh, thanks. I got them here. I got nothing.
Morgan, number two, you're sitting in a bathroom stall. You're on the toilet. You have cute shoes, and someone's like, hey, what up with those shoes? Is that weird or no?
No, it's fine. Girls communicate a lot in the bathrooms.
Okay. Well, three votes for nah, one vote for weird. Amy, you did good.
So I can continue.
But she
to
thought
do that.
It was weird, right?
She definitely did.
Did you see make eye contact with her afterward?
No, I was like, I gotta get out of here. I don't know.
Oh, you didn't wait for her?
Oh, you beat her out?
I beat her out and left. I'm like, well, at least she'll never know it was me.
All right, well, that's another episode of Weird or Nah.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
This whole article is about a relationship contract, right, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, they said it may sound strange, but it will help you outline like your shared goals, your feelings, and all the non-negotiables of a relationship.
Okay, does it sound strange to have a relationship contract, Amy?
Yes, it does. On the surface,
okay,
sounds
lunchbox?
A little strange.
No, it's kind of smart. I kind of think it's a good thing to put little rules out there so you don't fight about the little things like, hey, you're supposed to do the dishes, not me. It's in our contract. That way you have, like, a definite answer who's right and wrong.
That sounds so not fun.
Remember, people love discipline and structure. Like, we as humans love structure.
Yeah.
We may act like we don't, but we thrive off of discipline.
No, I agree. I see that in children. They do better when they have structure.
I see that in you guys.
Yeah. Oh,
children.
Thank you.
Children.
Thanks.
We see that in you.
Yeah, because I build it. I build my own walls, and then I walk in between them. Morgan, number two, tell me what the article says.
So one of the things that wants you to keep track of is, like, your values. So do your choices as a couple align? Like, do you have the same beliefs? And then another thing is boundaries. Like, what's a deal breaker for you? And you have to write down the stuff that you won't accept, and everybody has to be clear on, like, what's right and what's wrong. And your fears. Like, if you're afraid of finance or fidelity issues, like, you have to make it known. Like, the whole contract, you line out everything you feel in a relationship, and they have to know it and agree to it.
I feel like these topics you discuss in premarital or marital counseling, at least. I mean, most of the time, if you're just a boyfriend, maybe some boyfriends and girlfriends go to counseling or therapy, but most of the time when you're preparing for that marriage step, you do, and you go over that, but it wasn't contractual.
Well, I don't think most people go to premarital counseling.
Oh, they don't?
No, I don't. Most people don't, know.
Oh, it was required. Us.
Yeah, it was for us too.
Yeah but most people don't.
We didn't go.
Yeah. So how do you feel about a contract that you don't have to take it to a lawyer, but you make it with each other? Do you think once you hear how practical it is, it's such a bad idea? Because I don't. I'm a big believer in writing things down. And if you write it down and they see it, then it's known and you respect it a bit more than just knowing their feelings.
Yeah. I think what throws me is the word contract. I can appreciate things that are in there, but I don't want it to be a contract that we're signing. What about more of like our relationship goals or our mission statement as a...
So for you, it's just semantics. The same piece of paper, but if you go, this is our mission paper.
But I also don't picture us like sitting down and signing it and being like, well, I mean, and it's different than, I guess when I hear contract, I think of like Lunchbox was saying, like, these are your chores. These are my chores. You sign the contract. But if it's more like, yeah, these are our goals as a couple, but it's too businessy. Like, I don't need to sign that. No.
Mm-mm. So you're anti?
I'm anti-contract. But
I couldn't be more contract.
Like, this just is not romantic. Like,
this is just right down the lane of you have the room to be super romantic once you have all of these core issues solved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, romance isn't a core issue. It is not a fundamental shared belief. So once you have all your fundamental beliefs down and agreed upon and known, then all the extra stuff is easier done. It's like going into therapy. You learn the main things that matter, and that affects everything. I mean, right now I'm kind of turned on just talking about a contract. I'll be honest with you guys. Yeah.
I'm not.
Having somebody draw it up. Oh, it's so hot.
But isn't the contract like a what else part of that? Like, or else, like, you have to do this or else.
Well, that's not part of it.
It's not? But what's the point of a contract?
I think with this, because this is a pretty reputable site who wrote this, right?
Yeah, it was Time Magazine.
I think what their point is that it's just a shared understanding. And since it's written down, you both see it and sign it, it's mostly acknowledging, yep, I read every single thing about you. I cannot say that I don't know. And if I'm acting opposite, it's because I just chose to not pay attention to this anymore.
Okay. So there's no, if you break this, I'll leave you.
There could be punishment clauses, but I don't think for this article, that was really
got it.
It wasn't a prenuptial agreement where it's, if I don't get to watch The Bachelor 3 hours a week, you owe me $2,000.
Right.
It's mostly
if you gain 5 pounds.
Yeah, here's an understanding of what I can do, what we can do, what we should do, and if I don't do that any longer, it's because I don't acknowledge that I care enough about that.
Oh my gosh, Bobby's gonna be like, I need you to sign here that you're always gonna be on time.
Sign here, date here,
30 pages,
initial here, and here.
You get docked.
I know you guys are dogging me for this, but.
Yes.
Just to have it all stated early and on, that's so healthy.
I know, but does it have to be signed? Does it have to be a contract?
I think you guys are so worried about all the little parts that their whole point is.
It just makes it so not romantic. I drew up this contract.
Yeah, like you're not flexible.
But is signing a marriage license romantic?
No.
No.
It's different.
No, it's not.
No, it's a contract. Right. It's the same thing.
It's a contract.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about marriage. You're talking about
it's a relationship. This is a relationship contract in any way. My argument would be against you that you have to do the romantic thing, the wedding, after you do the contractual thing, which is sign the marriage contract. Same thing. Why not just go, I don't want a marriage contract. I don't want to sign that. I just go have the romantic part, the wedding.
I mean, I guess you could, but your marriage license isn't a contract. You're not stating things. Like, you literally go to the marriage, whatever. I forget. Anybody remember what they asked
you? No, they asked you if you're doing this under your own free will and you... That's a contract. Like, that.
Yeah.
It's an absolute contract.
Valid question.
It's a good question.
Valid question.
Because she may say no with me.
Right.
I'm not. It was absolutely a radio bit. I feel pressured into this. Okay, so a contract I don't see this as a contract to make you love someone. I see it as a stated understanding of what is important to each other. I have no issue with that.
Right.
I actually love it.
I said I have no issue with like a mission statement for your relationship, but it's just the word contract is really throwing me.
Exact same thing, but it's on top of the paper, it says mission statement for relationship. Are you okay with it then?
I guess so. Not a contract. I'm not okay with a contract.
Okay, Amy's no. I'm yes. Lunchbox?
Yes. If I could tell my wife, I really like it when you clean the dishes.
then why don't you do that? You can do it right now.
We really should, because we have those stalemates where the dishes sit there. And if we had this contract, there would never be a dish sitting in the sink, because she would know I like it when she does it better.
She could also go to you, pick up your freaking socks.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
It was then, and you guys agreed, I'll do this, you do this. And then you do punishment clauses. That's where it gets cool to me. I like that.
What's the punishment?
I don't know. Spanking. Oh, there you go.
All right.
There you go. Spanking.
What?
Ray just put his head in his hand as he's doing this segment. Okay. Yes or no contracts? Amy, no. Lunchbox?
Yes.
Bobby, yes. Eddie?
No.
Morgan, number two?
Yeah.
I knew you'd be like, yeah. I knew it.
Wait, right. Morgan, number two, why do you want a contract?
Her and Bobby have a lot of similarities.
I don't see it as much as the contract. It's just like it outlines and it puts everything to the forefront. So you can't be like, I didn't know that about you. Instead, you know it about me.
Yeah,
and
it was written right here. You even signed it, dated it. We got to.
And good luck, y'all, because people never change.
Amy, we're the married ones.
Yeah.
Okay. I am too.
Yeah,
you're weird though.
You want the contract to be like, weird. You do the dishes on Friday at 5 p.m.
I'll clean up my socks.
Or you get a spanking.
Yes.
And sometimes you get one anyway.
Yep.
Even if you do.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Congratulations to Cam. She revealed on social media that her and her husband have been keeping a secret to themselves for months. Cam is 7 months pregnant. Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood, and Eric Church are the headliners for next year's Stagecoach Festival. It's happening April 24th through April 26th in California. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Luke Combs revealed that he and his fiance have set a date for their wedding. It's going to be happening sometime next year, and Luke says he's excited about it and really looking forward to that day. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
3 years ago, Brian decided he wanted to adopt a dog, so he goes down to the shelter and he says, "Curly, you're my man." Adopts Curly, smash cut 3 years later, Brian's asleep. And Curly keeps going, "Roof, roof," and nudging him with the nose. "Wake up, wake up." Brian wakes up, the kitchen was on fire, and Curly saved his life.
Wow.
So he saved his life from the shelter, then he's asleep, and Curly returned the favor.
He had a pretty friendly bark there, too.
Roof, roof.
Yeah, very yeah. Nice. And not, you know, too aggressive.
Yeah.
Just right on.
Didn't want to alert him, just wake him up.
Yeah, just be like, "Hey, bud."
But he did do the nose nudge, too, but I couldn't make that noise.
All right, like this.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from California. There are some thieves breaking into cars, and they break into this one car because there's a nice duffel bag in it. They're like, "Oh, yeah, we got some cool stuff." Nice bag, and they run, they open it. Bag full of pythons.
Yeah.
It was a breeder. Some breeder of snakes had the pythons in the car. They broke in and thought they got something cool.
I guess you guys hate snakes. To me, it sounds unfortunate.
But yeah, I didn't know there were snake breeders.
What do you mean?
Oh, you think they just got it from the wild?
Every snake at the store is just them trapping it?
Them in the Amazon?
Trapping it. Yeah, that's great. That's funny, though.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for another 60-second challenge. On the phone with us is Luke in Arkansas. He'll take a shot at this here. Luke, what's up, bud?
How you doing?
How are we feeling this morning?
Outstanding. Watching my one-year-old run around the kitchen right now.
Are you able to focus, though, is the question, because we're going to play this 60-second showdown, and $100 up for grabs, but you got to block that one-year-old from your mind for a minute.
Put him outside
or
something.
Yeah, just let him run free.
Get to focus.
Yeah, let me put him outside when it's like 60 degrees here in Arkansas.
Yeah. Whatever it takes to win this cash money. You know what I'm saying, Luke?
I got you.
All right, where do you live in Arkansas?
Benton, just 30 minutes south of Little Rock.
I know it well. Okay, we're going to play 60-second showdown. I'll ask 10 questions. If he gets all 10 of them right in 60 seconds, he wins $100 cash. Now, it doesn't come from our company. This money comes from
Bobby's wallet.
That's right. My pocket, Luke.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly. Ready to go. Today's category is today's country. It's the one category left over that we haven't used yet. How do you feel about knowing things about today's country music?
I'm assuming that's all we listen to.
Okay.
Besides Christian music in my wife's car, pretty good.
Okay, well, all today's country, you got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. $100 up for grabs. The timer starts when I finish this question. Here we go. Question number one. What's the name of Sam Hunt's new song?
Pray for You?
Incorrect. What's the name of the group that Maren Morris is now a part of?
Pass.
10,000 Hours by Dan and Shay features what pop artist?
Lil Wayne?
Incorrect. What's the name of Kenny Chesney's stadium tour?
Pass.
Incorrect. What trio is releasing a new album next month called Ocean? What trio?
Big Feet Six.
Incorrect. What's the name of Dierks Bentley's annual music festival?
Pass.
Struggling.
Yeah, I didn't even know any of these.
I know. How many members are on Little Big Town?
Four.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got one right.
Hey.
Wow, let's take a second.
He's on the board.
This guy. There it is. What state is Luke Bryan from?
Georgia.
There you go. Well, and that's going to be time. You got two. If 20%, ooh, that's an F. We'll be honest.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't even know half of those answers. I listen to the music. I don't pay that much attention.
Well, let's talk through this a bit. Sam Hunt's new song is called Kinfolks.
Yeah.
Brand
new.
I want to introduce you to my kinfolks. Is that okay?
And I just heard that on the radio.
There you go. See? All right, knucklehead, why didn't you get it?
It's so catchy. It's already in your head.
Yeah, it's right there. All right. I like you, though. All right, Luke. Let's do more. The name of the group Maren Morris is in is the High Women. Did you know that, Luke?
High Women. No, I did not. Have you heard of the High Women, hon? No, it's a new one with Maren Morris.
Still on his wife.
Mm-hmm. And it's based off The Highwaymen back Correct. In the day. Yeah. Okay. Justin yeah. Bieber is the pop artist with Dan and Shay in that song 10,000 Hours.
But Lil Wayne was close.
Probably why I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Amy.
Oh, no, it's a great song.
Lil Wayne is not
Lil
close.
Lil Wayne isn't close.
Why are you insulting my friend?
He
came on, he tried with all his heart, and you're taking shots at him.
I was just being encouraging with a little bit of sarcasm.
Lazy.
But yeah. also, it's a great song. He said, that's why
Got
I don't know
money,
it.
And you know it. But then show it. The name of Kenny Chesney Stadium Tour is Chillaxvacation. The trio releasing...
That makes sense for Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
I love this guy.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
That's why I'm not insulting him, Amy.
Okay, sorry, my bad. Yeah. I apologize. Forgive me.
The trio releasing a new album next month called Ocean. He guessed Dixie Chicks. The answer is, what other trio do you know, Luke?
Trio... Rascal. No,
that's a trio,
yeah, that's a trio.
That's a trio, but that's not it.
Yeah, trio, Rascal.
That's good.
Flag.
Yeah, go ahead. What if I say?
Lord.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and Lord I need you now.
Oh, my Lady Annabelle?
Yeah, yeah, that'd have been it. Okay, okay, okay. Dierks Bentley's annual music festival is called Seven Peaks. Mm. Would you have known that?
Oh, okay. No.
Okay.
No.
The lead singer of Old Dominion, would you have known that?
Lead singer of Old Dominion? No, I wouldn't have.
Oh, man.
Like the music, but I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Matt Ramsey. Matt. You did get Little Big Town. There are four members. The name of Miranda Lambert's upcoming album is called Wild Card, and you did get Luke Bryan's from Georgia. So, again, right. not your
he
best.
He says it enough. We should know who he is by now.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Let me talk to your wife for 1 second.
Hold on.
Okay.
Kristen,
Bobby wants to talk.
I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Kristen, you're on the air.
Hi.
What's happening? You good today?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm asking for from you. Please don't think any less of your husband. I know he struggled on a big stage, and a lot of people are going to think less of him, but I need you not to.
Okay.
Because, yeah, embarrassing for the family name, for sure. But, you know, it's just trivia, right?
Right.
I mean, sure, millions of people are going to go, did you hear that right. dude on the show? But again, in your home, he's a good dude, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, Luke. Oh, Luke from Benton, Arkansas. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, as long as I have your word, you're not going to think any less of him.
No, sir.
Because you know what? He still matters. He's still a loving man who matters.
Yes.
I live with it every day.
Yeah. Oh.
We're 90s country babies anyway, so I wouldn't have known any of those trivia.
Okay. Who sang Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox?
Was it Alan Jackson?
It's Joe Diffie. Oh See, God. You struggled. You
Joe
know what?
Diffie.
Let me talk to Luke again.
Okay,
put Luke on the phone.
So talk to you again.
Hello?
Luke, a lot of people are going to, they're going to think a lot of your wife for saying she loved 90s country, and then I asked her a question, she missed it. So I'm going to need you to love her anyway, okay?
It's okay. I still love her.
Okay, good. Listen, there's a strong bond in this house. They're going to go through a tumultuous time over the next 24 hours, but they're together. You're in it together, right?
Yeah, we're in it together.
All right, bud.
Hold on, Bobby. Here's my...
In my defense, all I get to listen to in my car are kid videos.
Mm-hmm. Well, we heard... Well, we're getting stories that are not the same because we heard Christian music in your car only. What's the truth? What's the truth?
When I'm by myself.
Oh.
Yes, when I'm by myself.
Okay. Well, I want you guys to take a deep breath and go about your day and know that you're still loved, even though you're a lot of people right now are cringing for you.
I know.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't be embarrassed. We still think you're amazing. Hey, thank you, Luke and Kristen, right? Kristen, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Where does that come from? Keep on keeping on. What is it, 1976?
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on. All right. There you go. No winner today in the 60-second showdown. The Bobby Bones Show. So I'm anxious to hear this. Lunchbox says his baby said his first word.
Correct. My wife calls me, oh my gosh, hurry, come in here. He's talking. Baby Box said his first word. So I bust out the recorder and I record it because I don't hear a word.
Okay, so the recorder will be your phone?
Yeah, my phone.
Okay. So what we have here is audio of Lunchbox's baby. Don't say what the word is.
Right, right. I was like, I don't hear a word, but my wife is like, no, we have to mark that down as the first word. I can't believe it. It's so exciting.
Okay, here we go. This is Lunchbox's baby's first word. Okay.
He said mama.
Oh, he said it.
Okay.
I mean,
do we need to hear it again just for sake of everyone giving their opinion?
I mean, it's confirmed for me.
Here, for everyone listening, here's Lunchbox's baby's first word. Okay. Amy, what do you think that is? What do you think the baby said there?
I think he's saying mama.
You think?
Yeah, to me, I would say he's saying mama. But Lunchbox doesn't want to believe it because he wants the first words to be dada.
Okay, so you say the baby's saying mama.
Yes.
Eddie, you got four kids, two of your own, two foster kids now.
I mean, just by listening to that, 100% the kid said mama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I have a different approach.
Oh.
Just kidding. He said mama. Yeah. So we have three people here that all say the baby said mama. What's the issue here?
My wife thinks he said mama.
Yeah.
She yelled at me, he's saying mama. He's saying mama. Come in here. And I went in there. And to me, that just sounds like,
But what about the ma part?
Mama.
It's not, you're going but
that's what I hear.
Ma. Mama.
For sure I heard mama.
Mama.
Yeah.
Mama.
You feel like the baby's trying to find it? It's going, mama. Yeah.
Mama.
Like, I hear. Why is it so bothersome to you?
Well, every day I spend with him a lot of time, and I point at myself when he looks at me, and I go, dad. I say that word probably 100 times a day to him just to make sure he knows that I'm dada, and I want that to be the first word. I never tell him mama. And for him to allegedly say that.
Allegedly.
Kind of hurts. I want me to be the first word.
I wonder, what do we think the ratio of dada to mama is?
Yeah, I know that there is one that's easier to say, right?
I think dada is usually the first.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
That's like double burn.
No. Yeah. If dada is the easiest one to say, and yet he still went with mama.
It could just mean that he's smart. Like,
or he loves his mama.
Or he really loves his mama.
But if just to make Lunchbox feel better, he likes to reach for the harder words.
Well, then he would have said dada a month ago instead of not yet.
Mm. Or he could have said, dad, you're awesome, something like that. But you guys really hear mama.
Mm-hmm.
One more time for the kids in the back. Play it, Raymundo. I hear him trying to say mama earlier, too.
Oh.
He's going, ma.
And then at the very end, he gets it. Mama.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we universally agree that your baby may have said its first word.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
And did not say dada, but said mama.
All right, congratulations, wife. I guess we got it right in the baby book. Baby's first word, mama. Oh!
That bothersome to you?
It's bothersome, but it's exciting he said his first word, but I just wish it would have been dada. That would have been cooler. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Jennifer Aniston joined Instagram, and her very first post was a picture with all of her friends' co-stars. And she wrote, and now we're Instagram friends too. Hi, Instagram. And it's like her and Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow. I mean, it's everybody.
Yeah, it was all six of them, which you don't see together. Had she just joined, it wouldn't have been that big a deal. However, she did come with the epic selfie of all six members of the Friends cast, which you never see all six of them together.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes you'll see a few of them together. Usually Chandler's not with them.
That's true. And even in the picture, you're kind of like, okay, yeah, that is Chandler.
And I don't know what the vibe is with them and him, but usually he's not with them if they're doing any sort of, hey, check us out now. But all six of them were together. So there you go. What else?
Okay, so Felicity Huffman, she started serving her 2-week sentence yesterday, and I know what she had for dinner. Her sentence does not seem that crazy because...
It's a proof of prison, right?
Clearly, by the menu, she had a pepper steak with lentils, steamed rice, green beans, and whole wheat bread.
That's not what they had on Shawshank.
No, not at all. So yeah, she does have to serve 2 weeks. She's at this federal prison, in Dublin, California. And yeah, she's the first one to serve in this whole college admissions scandal.
And I believe that she went in saying she was guilty.
Yes, and that's why they say her sentence is only 2 weeks. And then she was given a $30,000 fine, and she has 250 hours of community service when she's out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, best of luck to
and
her.
And again, if you're forgetting exactly what she did, she, part of her play in this scandal was she paid $15,000 to give her daughter a leg up on the SATs.
You know, and a lot of people were upset. And even I voiced, hey, how come she's getting so little time and other people are getting a lot of time for much lesser things? And a great point was brought up that we should focus on people getting lighter sentences in general. People that aren't doing much getting lighter sentences than being upset whenever she gets a light sentence. Like, this should almost be the new standard for people that aren't committing violent crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm okay. I'm okay with saying, okay, yeah, maybe I was a little wrong on that and didn't feel the right. Because I was like, put her in the chair. Yeah, and everybody, that, well, listen, like me I was
chair,
like,
but yeah.
Well, you got, you know, I was broke. We had to go and get grants and have financial assistance and to have somebody use their power of being rich to jump everybody else, like, you know, people like me. I was upset about that. But again, maybe it's less prison, more giving back in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Well, best of luck to her and her hard time. All right, what else?
Okay, so I need to know opinions on this because there's this football coach of a youth league. And in this league of like 7-year-olds that's playing football, you're not allowed to go over 30 points in a game if you're playing another team that's like losing big time. And the football coach, his kid was going in for a touchdown and he like let him do it. So it took him 36-0, which is a blowout. So now the coach is getting fined $500 and a 2-game suspension. But he's like, hey, I've got 3 boys. If they've got the ball and they're going to run for it, I'm not going to tell them to stop and not give it their all to get a touchdown.
Mercy rules aren't new. We had mercy rules all as young kids forever. Mercy rules keep the game from being blowouts when some kids are stacked against other kids. Certain parts of the county, they would draft teams. I'm okay with mercy rules young.
Okay, I didn't even know what it was called.
In baseball, we had mercy rules. Football, we had mercy rules. So I'm okay with it. 30 points is a lot, too. You're not trying to watch a 40-0 game. And if that was a rule ahead of time, and you know what happens if you break the rule ahead of time, I'm okay with it. This is not the same thing as a participation ribbon.
Okay.
Participate would be like, everybody gets a ribbon, and we're not keeping score. That should stop about age four. I'm okay with no keeping score at 4 or 5, because you're still learning the game. Mercy rules are fine.
Okay.
Again, we're going to go to, when you're that young, you can basically draft teams and put all the good kids on one team, and then all the bad kids on another team. Right. And what do you want them to do, get beat 100-0? No, they lose 30-0, that's it. If that were the rule ahead, that was the rule ahead of time, fine.
Yeah, I was like, what kind of little league is this? The dad coach is getting fined $500.
Well, he must have known the rule before he jumped into it.
Right.
All right, what else?
Okay, that's it. All right. I'm Amy, that's my pile.
There you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Congratulations to Cam. She revealed on social media that her and her husband have been keeping a secret to themselves for months. Cam is 7 months pregnant.
Oh, wow.
How cool would it have been, though, if she were just held out for 2 more months?
Right.
Like, I got a baby.
I gave
her. Yeah. Congratulations to Cam. What else?
Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood, and Eric Church are the headliners for next year's Stagecoach Festival. It's happening April 24th through April 26th in California, and tickets go on sale this Friday.
All right, there you go. What else?
And Luke Combs revealed that he and his fiance have set a date for their wedding. It's going to be happening sometime next year, and Luke says he's excited about it and really looking forward to that day.
I guess I forgot they're not married yet.
It's true.
I know, I thought she was about to say, and Luke Combs is having a baby.
Yeah.
But...
Speaking of marriage, let me address this real quick. It seems I shot off my mouth a bit ago and was like, this year I'll be married. And a lot of listeners put it in their calendar for December 7th. Now, I didn't have a girlfriend at the time. And I said, I got a good feeling. Something tells me. So I still have a little less than 2 months to get married. But I'm starting to get tweets from listeners going, hey, I saved my calendar December 7th for your wedding. So
that's plenty of time.
I'm still putting it out there. You never know what's going to happen. Just put it out there. All right, Morgan, number 2, is that it?
Yep.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
I love when there's stories about people that make me think about maybe different ways I can donate or help others. And there's this woman, Cheryl Curlin, and she was looking for a way to lift the spirits of women that she volunteered with at a domestic violence shelter. And she wanted to help them find their inner beauty again. And something her mom used to always tell her was, if you want to feel better, go put on a little lipstick. And so she has since donated 45,000 lipsticks to victims of domestic violence.
Wow.
just like such a little way to like boost someone's, you know, spirit and what they have going on.
It's a lot of lipstick.
It's a lot. Man, I know.
You know, it's you know, it, listen, not so much about the lipstick, but just about doing things for people that make them feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably did that many times over with that. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go over to Amy with the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
Why did the policeman ticket the ghost on Halloween? Because it didn't have a haunting license.
What?
Ghost.
Like hunting?
You have to have a hunting license to hunt. This ghost didn't have his haunting.
It'd be like, why'd the game warden
yeah.
ticket the ghost? He didn't have his haunting license.
His police really doesn't ticket you for that.
Mm.
No.
I'd probably switch that out to game warden.
Okay, I'll make a note.
You
want
to take it from the top?
Yeah, can we do it again?
You know, I don't hate that idea. Let's go again, Raymundo. Right. Go ahead.
The morning corny.
Why did the game warden ticket the ghost on Halloween?
Oh, interesting. Why?
It didn't have a haunting license.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. Sorry. Sometimes you have to work through it. I don't know. I've never been in trouble with the law for hunting.
I'm gonna tell you. Back when I was a kid, and I don't know if they do this anymore, but they would put out decoys and try to get you to shoot them out of your truck. And then they would start to, because if you should have, and the game warden would usually be hiding behind something.
Oh, that's sneaky.
Well, you can't shoot out of your truck.
Well, I know, but they're baiting you.
Oh, for sure. And then some of them would be moving. They would put.
Like moving like, heads?
Yeah. Like,
what? Ooh.
And they try to get you to shoot it, and then they give you a big old ticket.
They should do a reality show to that, like they do bait car.
I was about to say, it sounds like bait car.
What, game warden?
Yeah.
Like bait dealer?
Something.
Yeah, we could get Arkansas Keith on. Hey, see if he's around, Raymundo. If he is, he could probably tell us these stories.
Yeah.
So, Arkansas Keith, they would be all over the place. They'd try to put them just off the road. So
I always heard stories about that. I never saw one, though.
Well, if Arkansas Keith is around and he's not in the woods this morning, we'll see if he can come on and tell us. Amy, I thought the joke was pretty good.
Thank you.
With its alterations. I got a couple things I want to address. First of all, because I do want to get to Lunchbox's baby again, saying its first word. I'm getting a lot of messages about us talking about the mercy rule in sports. I have no problem with the mercy. I have no problem with the rule because the story was this coach got fined
$500
because he broke the mercy rule.
Right. 30 points was the limit.
Okay.
If you're in a wipeout. I'm sure you can go over 30 points.
A wipeout.
Points.
That's interesting. Yeah, wipeout.
Wipeout when you fall down.
Okay, you tell the story.
Well, no, my point is it's bigger than just this mercy rule or sports. If you're in an organization and you know the rules ahead of time and you agree to play inside the sport and then you break the rules, regardless of what it is, you have to pay the fine. It's it. It's like us. We're doing this radio show. I know the rules of the FCC. If I break a rule, I get fined $1 million. Well, not that's what I had.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are in a league of any kind or in a group, an organization, a business, and the rules are stated ahead of time, and you agree to be in that league, and then you break the rules, you have to suffer the rule that was already stated.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the end of the story. Now, you can then petition to get the rule changed, but...
Or have your kid play in a different league.
Yeah.
But it sounds like mercy rules are pretty standard for seven-year-olds.
For kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, again, at that age, a lot of these dads get their good kids together. I just say it for me. We were on the bad teams. We used to get our butts kicked all the time. We didn't have mercy rules. Our mercy rule was go home and cry. That sucked. Arkansas Keith's on the phone.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and put him up, Raymundo. All right, here he is. Hey, Keith.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Are you in the woods right now or no?
I'm still working.
Oh, okay. Do you have 5 minutes that we can talk?
I do. I only have to work another week and I'll be through for the winter.
And then what are you going to do all winter?
Do quite a bit of hunting, fishing, mostly hunting.
What about loving every day?
Oh, yes.
Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Living the dream. Watch a little mountain pine football and some hog football.
We're talking about decoys or back in the day when game wardens would put deer on the side of the road to try to get you to shoot them from your car.
Yes, I've seen a few of them.
Okay, so tell us exactly what happens with those.
They would place them in an area. You know, a lot of people don't like that. People shooting around the house at night, so they would call the game wardens. The game wardens will find the area they like. They'll set up a decoy. It looks a lot like a deer. And some of them, you know, have electric motors in them. Move their heads, move their tails, those kind of things. And people drive by and shoot them.
And then the game warden is there, right? Kind of hiding behind something or in a place where you can't see them?
Hiding out. You know, it's kind of like a sting operation, I guess you'd call it. But I know several people that have shot them over the years.
Okay, but people that are doing that kind of hunting, like driving by in their car and they see a deer, do they just want food? Or are they doing it for sport?
They're just violating, you know, the laws.
Okay.
I mean, everybody in this area at one time or another has shot deer out of a vehicle. As you get older, you tend to not do that. But when you're younger, you know, you want the glory of killing the big buck and that kind of stuff. So,
right.
You know, whatever it takes.
I'll do whatever it takes. Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about. I knew we could get the expert on and talk about it. So you have one more week working out at the state park?
It's the Corps of Engineers.
Yeah.
I'm with the Corps.
So
one more week and it'll be over with. Praise the Lord.
What are you doing your last week of work?
I'm still mowing. We're picking up the porta potties around, you know, as they close the parks and those kind of things, you know, and shutting gates and the little painting, those kind of things, getting ready for next year. But we're still mowing all the grass, too.
Do you ever see something big on the ground and you're in a big mower and go, I could get out and pick it up, but instead I just like to drive over it and destroy it?
We usually get up and pick stuff up. You know, it's our job to not run over trash or cans or anything like that or anything, you know, anything wildlife, anything like that.
Okay, so let's say work's over, right? Do you ever just get the mowers and drive over fun stuff? Because that would be a fun thing. Just line up a bunch of stuff to drive over it and see what happens.
No, I really don't want to do that.
All right. Well, hey, good to talk to you.
Don't be shooting any decoys, by the way.
I'm not shooting any decoys. Yeah. I'm good.
Don't do that.
All right, see you later.
All right, take care, man.
All right, there he is, Arkansas Keith. Who I say served some hard time as my stepdad for many years.
Yeah.
It was a hard serving. Those are rough years for him.
A good guy,
for him.
Yeah, I know, but you just don't seem like you were a rough child.
I wasn't. I was a great kid.
Right. So, I mean,
such a good kid because I was scared of everything. I was studying. I was working all the time.
Right. So for him, it was probably an amazing few years.
Yeah. We have to ask him next time.
I would like to, actually. Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Show. Hey, we did the inventions draft yesterday. Eddie was the winner. Get you a point.
Yeah.
Trying to dig out of the basement there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Amy, you lost last place.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm over this game.
Are you?
Already?
Yeah. Is that what you went, oh, my gosh, because you're over it? What?
Okay, people that don't like Netflix.
Was that your first pick?
See You Survive
of your favorite
that.
Invention?
Huh? I don't remember my first one.
She says, See You Survive Without That.
Try.
Right.
Yeah, Eddie, good run.
Thank
By the
you,
way,
man.
I do have, come on in, bring it on in if you're watching this. I do have this made for the champion.
Stop it.
I made a Wrestling World Championship belt. If you're watching right now on our Facebook page,
it's pretty amazing.
This is it. It
Dude.
Says Bobby Bones Show Fantasy Draft Champion.
Woo!
And the winner will get this belt after 10 wins.
Wow. So,
and we've seen it go from Morgan number two leading for a long time, Lunchbox leading now. Eddie just got another win, so it's anybody's game right now. But tomorrow, we'll do romantic movies.
Okay.
So, that's it tomorrow. Tomorrow, the draft will be romantic movies. So, think about that. Amy, you'll be not in this one.
Oh, I was about to make myself a note to... Never mind.
Make yourself a note. Practice at home. Get a little work in.
I'm good.
We were talking about Lunchbox's baby earlier, and Lunchbox's baby said his first word, although you don't think your baby did.
No, I just hear, wah, wah, wah.
We all heard mama, and your wife heard mama.
Yeah, she's the one that heard it first, got all excited, called me in there, and I recorded it on my phone.
Here's the clip. La, 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 la. Sounds like mama to me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, except for him.
Mm-hmm.
Play it one more time, please. La, 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 la. You just wanted dad. If he'd have went dad, da, 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 would you have been like, he said it?
I would have heard dad, yeah, for sure. That would have been a for sure say.
Kara in Wichita, what would you like to say?
Well, I'm still laughing on the African spear, so. My kid's first word was beef pot pie.
Now, why beef pot pie, of all the words? Are you guys saying that so often around your house?
Well, we were outside with my neighbor, and he was like, so what are you having for dinner tonight? And I said, beef pot pie. And so Evan was about 15 months old, and he just went, beef pot pie. And so, of course, my neighbor turned around and said, did he just say beef pot pie? And so that's what it was, beef pot pie.
Your kid's first word was literally beef pot pie.
Was literally beef pot pie.
That's pretty
cool. My neighbor and I still talk about it. Beef pot pie.
How many times in life do you continue going on with stories about your kid's first word? It happens. Everybody's kid has a first word. But you got beef pot pie. That's cool.
Yeah. We got beef pot pie, yes.
If your kid comes down, it's like 4 score and 7. You're like, that story stays forever.
Right.
Hey, thanks for that story, Kara. Appreciate that.
Yep. Uh-huh.
All right, see you later.
Do you know your first word?
No.
Just by chance? Me neither.
I was probably alone. Oh. I was probably on the streets walking around.
Help me.
I was like, oh, can I get some money for some baby food?
Okay. It's so wrong.
Why is it
but
wrong?
But it's you. I know. I said that you said help me.
Oh.
But that's, it
yes.
just feels
you're
wrong.
You are free to make jokes that are real at my expense.
I know, but I don't even like it when you do it.
I know.
So I can't believe after all these years, I think I'm finally joining in. I used to get mad at you for doing that to yourself because I thought it was like real pain.
It is real pain.
It is real pain.
That's how I handle real pain.
Right. And now I can almost appreciate that about you. So I'm joining you.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I have a couple things. So many notes I made this morning. Let me do, first of all, I have a coffee date and many people have hit me up and hit you up saying what?
Yeah, they're just like, I don't get it. Why is he going on a coffee date when he doesn't even drink coffee? And I'm like, oh, wait, update. Bobby does drink dirty chais now.
Well, it's not even about that. It's that I don't drink alcohol.
Yes, there's that. But also, yes, you'll meet a girl out for drinks when you don't drink.
Yeah.
So like you,
and I have to like kind of run away from that and hide that I don't drink because
right.
I don't need that to be a conversation point. I don't.
You'll get there early. I mean, you get there early regardless, but you'll get there early just to ensure that you can order a drink without anybody seeing that you're ordering a Shirley Temple or whatever, and you tell the waiter to just keep them coming.
Yeah, yeah. Like they used to do in the movies. Hey, Sarge, just keep them coming.
Yeah, don't comment about it. Just keep them coming.
I do that because, again, I'm not out just proclaiming, I don't drink, but I don't drink. I've never had a drink. And because of that, when I go to a bar and I order a drink, I don't want to have that conversation with someone the first time I meet them. Like, why don't you drink? Interesting you brought it up. Everybody in my family died from it, and I'm mistaken. It's not really where you want to go.
I get that.
So coffee dates are just easier because no one's like, why aren't you drinking coffee? What's in your past?
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Got a hot chocolate, get whatever you want.
Yeah.
So that's that story.
Mm-hmm.
I did follow up with her and be like, hey, we're good.
We're good.
Good for you.
Yeah, look at me. I can learn.
Yeah.
I don't know that I agree with what I did because I felt like if it's stated, it just exists and you go to it.
Oh, but my frustration here is why can't you just follow up and see how she's doing? And then it's like
because
with the date,
first
like you're
date,
just making.
I don't care that much.
Okay.
I usually care about after the third date.
Okay.
Oh.
And why give the idea that you could be a little too clingy?
Why false care? Yeah.
Boom. I don't do many false things. I don't want to false care, but I was like, hey, what's up? You good? We're still good for... And she's like, yeah, cool. All right.
Cool.
The end. There was this group of 7 people who had been waiting 9 years for the apocalypse. 9 years ago, they went to the basement of their place. And I guess they thought the world was ending. So they're in the basement. And finally, one of them left the house, went to a bar, drank 5 beers, and told the bartender about it. A cop discovered a family of 7 people who had been living in their basement for 9 years was waiting for the apocalypse. And they only found out when this 25-year-old left the property. And
oh,
was
my
like,
gosh. So they were a teenager when they were?
Some of them were. This guy had long hair and a dirty beard. He said his brothers and sisters were still there and needed help. The bartender called the cops. Police found the 5 siblings in the basement of an old farmhouse along with a 58-year-old guy who they initially thought was the dad, but that's not the case.
Oh, man.
So there could be other things happening here. I don't know.
Oh, this just got... Yeah, I thought it was like adults, like 7 adults knowing what they're doing.
Cops arrested the 58-year-old for not cooperating. It's not clear if he's facing any other charges yet or not.
Oh, that's terrible.
But for almost 10 years, they've been chilling in that basement.
Man.
thinking the world was over. They had a garden. They were like making their own food.
Oh, okay. I was curious how it. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes,
Bobby Bones. On Friday's show, we will be putting out a new tie-dye Pimpin' Joy shirt. And all proceeds from each Pimpin' Joy item go to spreading joy here in the U.S. or around the world. And so the whole idea with this Pimpin' Joy was to create something that we can take and just put as much wonderful into the world as possible. We don't keep any of the money, never have, from anything Pimpin' Joy. And I was just looking at the list of some of the stuff here that we've done as a show. And when I say show, I don't mean just us in the room. If you listen to the show and you take part and you spread the message of Pimpin' Joy or positivity, like you're part of the show. We have built two homes for heroes that have went and served, Captain Nelson and Army Specialist Scotty West. St. Jude, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not even to mention the millions of dollars we do for the St. Jude Radiothon, which we get Pimpin' Joy involved in. The Red Cross, we've done $500,000 for disaster relief all over the country. From Route 91, $200,000 for the victims and the families there. For the Canines for Warriors, these are service dogs given to veterans. $120,000 for service dogs, which, by the way, those dogs cost $20,000 a piece. So we're able to help there. Veterans for Christmas, City of Hope, Capital Area Food Bank, wheelchair soccer team, we did $5,000. So there's a lot of things that we're doing as a show that you guys allow us to do, and we're putting out another shirt on Friday. So 2 days from now at 9:30, 8:30 Central. So, and I'll try to wear a shirt tomorrow so you can see how good it looks on me. Yeah, see?
It does look good.
I haven't had it on yet, but I see you in the pictures with them.
Tie-dye's very in.
So, first of all, let us say that just appreciate you spreading the message. That's more important than anything that we could possibly talk about. Pimpin' Joy is a word that we knew people would go like, what do you mean pimpin'? But it sticks out. It cuts through. And we're so appreciative that you guys keep on pushing that message out there for us. Pimpin' Joy shirts are available on Friday, and it's a tie-dye collection. So I'll try to wear mine tomorrow. Are you going to wear yours tomorrow, or are you going to wear it Friday? You can do your Friday.
Well, okay, yeah. Or I'll wear both. I'll wear both days.
This guy's dying wish was to play a prank on those who showed up at his funeral. So he pre-recorded a message that he wanted to be played back as his casket was lowered into the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I guess it's fine, but what did he say?
In the message, the deceased man, Shay Bradley, is heard calling out as if he was stuck in his coffin
no.
at the funeral.
No.
You want to hear the audio? Here we go. Here's the audio.
Hello? 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 Let me get dog in here. Is that that please dog in here? Let me out. Hello? Hello? So I can hear you. Hello? Hello? I just called to say goodbye. I'm going to die. I'm afraid to say hello again. Hello.
Okay, now that I heard it, I'm okay with it.
People were laughing and crying at the same time. That kind of gave me chills a little bit, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it is super sad, but you're also experiencing an emotion that he wanted you to experience.
Which is laughter.
Oof. And then I think, what about when the guy's actually recording that? That's going to be a weird thing, too, to lay there and go, no one's going to hear this until I don't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Weird, huh? I like it, though.
Yeah, I like it now that I heard it back. At first, I didn't know how it was going to be received. I thought maybe it was going to sound as though maybe he was really in there and people were going to be like, oh, that's cruel. I thought that you were stuck in there. But it really sounded like a recording and they thought it was funny. And I think it is healthy to have laughter on a heavy day like that.
Oof, that'd be tough. I wonder if they knew it was coming. Because if they didn't...
Well, somebody
did, jumps in trying to save him. I'm coming for you.
Right? Yeah. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, this is wrong. Like, I really freaked out and thought you were in there and you were just tricking me.
So I haven't taken a shower since today's Wednesday. Well, Sunday night. I just want to be honest with you for a second. Sunday night, I take a shower. Well, I take a shower after I get a spray tan because I had to go shoot 2 days of TV, right?
Right.
And so I shoot my first day, and I don't want to wash off any of the spray tan. And I got to do nothing except do radio from D.C. and then do American Idol. So I have to be around anybody, really, except the contestants.
Except for all the people on American Idol.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay.
And then last night after we finished shooting and I came back home, I just didn't take a shower. And then I woke up early this morning, didn't take a shower. So I'm a few days in. And then I have CMT Awards tonight. I just didn't want
to
watch
off. You have to take a shower.
Well, I'll work out today.
Okay.
And take a shower before the CMT Award or CMT Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
But I just didn't want to lose my spray tan because I had a bunch of TV stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's super first world problem. I get it. But that's why. So there you go.
Wow. You were with like all of those cheerleaders too.
The Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders.
Yeah. And wow. I thought it was so funny when you were like, he said, hung out with a bunch of all my exes today, but I made sure not to make it awkward. I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, I laughed
out loud.
Did you guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. But then now I'm like, ugh, did you smell?
You can't really smell.
You're
it's
fine.
Not my finest moment, but, you know, I can cover it up a little bit.
Okay.
So I will take a shower today. I just haven't taken one in a while. And also, you shoot for 13 hours. The last thing you want to do is take a shower. You just want to go to bed. And then you wake up and do the show. You know what? Forgive me, okay? I'm not perfect.
You're good.
Okay, you want to smell me?
No.
Come over
smell
here
him,
smell.
Amy.
No, I'm good.
No, come over here and smell and see if I stink.
No, this is like that time you smelled Luke Bryan.
But he didn't smell.
I know, but I was nervous.
I know. Just come smell me.
Okay.
Amy's walking. And you don't have to get under my armpits. Just smell me in general. Tell me if I smell good or not.
Give him a hug.
Get a whiff. Come on. She's smelling all.
You don't smell.
Thank you.
Wow, dude. How did you do that?
He doesn't smell.
Yeah.
One day and I would reek.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Nice work.
Thank you. On my Instagram, you can see me with all the Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders.
Oh my gosh, you're turning into like those actors that work all the time and they don't shower. And like you think, like who you hear who they are. They're like, oh, that Dennis Quaid dude.
Because
he, one time he came in the show and I was like, what?
McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey, Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to be in that category.
Bobby Bones.
Wow. Right, yeah.
That's not bad,
but. But I mean, yeah, you just like, I guess they get to a point where they're just like, they're so tired after 13 hours of filming. They just want to.
And then you
got to
go right back into it. It's like, what's the use?
And they don't want to take off their makeup.
Yeah. I did that too last night. So I had to get all made up. And so I laid in bed just very gently so I could keep my makeup on.
Huh.
And then I asked Amy this morning off here. I was like, do you ever do that? And you can't do that because you put color, like eyeshadow.
No, I mean, because I feel like for girls, well, for one, like we're too scared we're going to break out and we want to take care of our skin. And then for two, yes, like you don't wear the eye makeup. Like if you have any of that on, it just looks smudged when you wake up.
Not yet anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Give me till next season.
Yeah.
I'll be full Adam Lambert on that show. Is made up. And my hair got done yesterday for the show.
Looks good.
I try not to mess with it. If I can stretch out some of these days, I'll take it.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So Dustin Wright wanted to help pay down overdue lunch accounts by owed students in his community. And so many times on this show, we talk about if people just knew what the kids needed to pay for their food, I think a lot of people would step up.
Oh, yeah.
It's just hard for us to even know. So he found out, he set out to help kids in his community and raise money to pay off school lunch debt for high school students. So he just got on Facebook and he was like, hey, I'm just trying to get $1,000, trying to put a little dent in what's happening in our community. And so within days, he had raised $8,000 for Amherst County High School. He said kids should not be worried about their account balances to eat. They just need to focus on school and they need the food to feed their growing minds and bodies. Well, that's a pretty cool story. You know, I tell you, I was reading another story the other day about how the more affluent high schools are, the better the football teams do, which hit home with me because I went to a very poor school. And because what happens is, one, better equipment, better training, and better food, like pre-games.
Because
the rich schools can pay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, some of these schools, we look at their food and they're eating white bread and bologna. You know, that's all that we can supply them because we don't have money for this. And some of the schools are like full out from protein shakes to, you know, different kinds of meat.
Chicken and sweet potatoes.
And how they nationally did a look at all these schools based on, you know, where they fell socioeconomically against each other. And the richer high school teams, for the most part, did better than the schools that didn't have as much money. Pretty wild, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, I like that guy. This guy just decided to make a difference for himself. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So they announced the 2020 nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is the biggest acts in music. I think it's like 25 years after you put out your first record. So I thought we'd do this with Lunchbox a little bit.
Oh, great.
Now, to be eligible, you had to have a single or album released in 1994 or earlier. And so the nominees for the 2020 Rock Hall of Fame are, and Lunchbox, see if you can name just a song from any of these, okay?
Okay.
Dave Matthews Band.
Crash.
Okay.
I know that one.
Yeah, Crash into me now.
Something
yes,
like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Got it. How about, oh, no, no, that's not them.
Go.
I was going to say Freshman.
That's the not Verve them. Pipe.
Sounds like them.
Mm-mm, not really.
Not really. No, no, no. Okay, how about the Doobie Brothers?
Nah, that's that band we saw on the boat that I thought was a local band.
Oh, my gosh.
He did. He thought they were the guys that sit on the street corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea. I mean,
they would sing, I want to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama gonna take me by the hand, and by the hand, take me, that, nothing?
I mean, when you sing it, I've probably heard it before.
Whoa, whoa, listen to the music.
Oh, that, yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
You know this one?
Okay, I've heard that one before.
China Grove. That one. Any of that? Okay.
I don't know what China Grove means.
Nothing on that one. Okay. So Dave Matthews.
They're that big?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They can, Jesus is just all right. Ray, can you pull that music down for a second? Jesus is just all right. Nah, Jesus. You never heard that one?
No. They may have played it, but that was boring. Okay. I was ready to fall asleep during that.
Yeah. Okay. How about Whitney Houston?
Oh, yeah. The only one I know, she sings I Will Always Love You.
Okay.
That's the only song.
Oh, no, she has some jams.
The only song.
Whitney Houston has I Will Always Love You. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh.
I Want to Feel the Heat with Somebody.
Greatest Love of All. What else? I'm Every Woman.
It's all in me. Mm-hmm. Baby.
So, a lot. Okay. How about Nine Inch Nails?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them.
Okay. Can you name a song?
No. Into the Black.
What?
Into Black. Black Back. Back Black.
AC/DC? Back in Black?
Oh, that could be it, too.
Yeah. No, no.
Scar Tissue.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Whoa. Still not it. Nine Inch Nails. They have Head Like a Hole. Remember? They have that. They have Hurt.
Oh, everything hurts.
No, that's don't R-E-M. Go like that.
Everybody hurts?
Dang it.
This is Nine Inch Nails' version.
My sweetest friend.
They have their biggest song is probably Closer.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to sing that one.
I want
Come
to.
A little closer, no, baby.
No,
it's Dirks.
No.
It's, there's this like... Do you have Closer or A Couple Closer or no? No, it's not up. It's probably their biggest song. It's like, I want to... You like a
now. Oh, I know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one.
They're up. Notorious B.I.G. Can you name any song?
Yeah, Hypnotize.
How's that go?
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Two different songs, but I got it.
Yeah, so different songs, but same
I got
guy.
Two.
Biggie.
Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize
good.
Me.
And then Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Oh, that's him?
Mm-hmm. Big Papa, Juicy.
Is the brand Juicy named after his song?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Like the sweatpants are juicy other on the butt?
Yeah, I see Juicy on the butt, and I'm like, oh, that's... I thought that was his brand.
Juicy Couture or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
About, nice one, Eddie.
Let's see. I
just thought it was called Juicy.
Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Oh, yeah, do you know this one?
Stop it. That's not even a real person.
Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, I thought that was like a political leader.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
You
well,
can do it.
Featuring him.
Dude, Rufus. You know this song 100%.
Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Oh.
He goes, tell me something good.
You hear it every day.
That got him into the Hall of Fame.
Tell me that you love me, yeah.
That's Hall of Fame worthy because they
well,
have that
probably
one.
Probably has other music.
I don't well, think.
Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, how about... We're going through the 2020 Rock Hall nominees.
Gosh, these guys are not very good.
What do you mean?
I mean, these like we're putting people up that have one song.
That's not true. How about Soundgarden?
I've heard of them. Oh, that's the one. Black Hole Sun.
That's it.
Wow. Won't you come?
You got that one.
And
good.
Wash away. That's the only one they got.
Won't you come? Wash away.
I can't believe they're big enough. I feel like they have one song, too, and they're big enough for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, they were part of the whole Seattle grunge movement.
So
and their lead singer's not alive anymore. Oh. Chris Cornell killed himself last year. Oh. But they have Spoon Man. They have a lot of alternative stuff that was massive.
Okay.
You don't have to have a big pop song in order to make it.
All right. I'm doing pretty good on these.
You're doing terrible. But I'll give you one more. Pat Benatar. First of all, guy or girl?
I mean, it has to be a dude.
It has to be. Go ahead.
Pat Benatar. I mean, when I see a picture, I'm just like, has looks like Tony Bennett probably.
Oh, wow. Like a Pat, like an old gray-haired guy?
Yeah, like an old dude. And Tony Bennett can sing when I saw him with Lady Gaga, so...
Pat Benatar sings. She sings songs like "Hit Me with Your Best Shot."
It's a girl.
Yeah.
I've heard this song.
Yeah, you should. It's a big one.
Yeah.
Hit me with your best shot.
And then she has. Do you have "Love Is a Battlefield"?
They used to play "Hit Me with Your Best Shot" when I worked at the Spurs, and they'd shoot the T-shirt gun into the crowd. That's when they'd play that song. So I know Pat Benatar. She's pretty good.
Of all those, who do you think? You don't. You just thought it was a dude. You
I know.
Can't say
I
no.
think he called her Pat Benatard.
That's also not good.
What is her name?
Pat Benatar.
Tar.
Tar. Yeah, Tar. Yeah.
What's, of all those, who should make it?
Notorious B.I.G. should make it. That's really probably it.
If Dave Matthews Band doesn't make it, I quit music.
Right?
If Dave doesn't make it, I'm done. I quit. The end. I'm out.
Have you ever seen them in concert?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Man. You want to talk about... They sit there and they play one song for 20 minutes.
They
and you,
jam out.
Well, they're a jam band.
Well,
like
I didn't know
Grateful
that.
Grateful Dead or Fish... Where they will play one song, Widespread Panic.
Yeah, Amy.
And that type of band. But Dave Matthews Band actually had hits at the same time.
Lots of hits.
Yeah. If Dave doesn't make it, I quit music. I'm out of here. Anyway, I wanted to see if Lunchbox knew any of those
people.
I did
pretty good.
You know.
Give me a passing grade at least.
Is it D minus passing?
Yes.
D for diploma.
Yeah. It is, right?
Amy was singing Lizzo during the break. Is that what you were singing?
Yeah. I got my hair back. Check my nails. Tell me how you do it.
Yeah. I did see a story about Lizzo where she is accused of stealing some lyrics of Truth Hurts. You know, why I'm in great today, gotta be great. You know that song? Can you play that song? That original song?
DNA test.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% dead. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got.
So here you go. A songwriter has accused Lizzo of stealing his lyrics for Truth Hurts. Justin Rayson claimed credit for writing the opening line. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that beep. He wants 5% of the money Truth Hurts is generating for Lizzo. She says she wrote Truth Hurts by herself following a difficult breakup. He says BS. He posted on Instagram of a 2017 demo called Healthy that him and her wrote together. Ooh. Let me hear. Do we have demo audio of the demo?
Oh,
here
wow.
It is.
DNA test, turns out I'm 100% dead. Even when I'm holistic,
that's like the exact line
that's
they took
her
for the
singing
other song.
It?
Yeah.
Oh.
That line they wrote together for another song.
Yeesh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, she may have written.
Ooh, how the turntables have turned. Huh?
I mean, yeah, she may have written this Truth Hurts by herself, but she definitely took that line.
Took that line, which is a really big part of that song.
Yeah.
He has asked nicely for his percentage.
Yeah.
And they've said no, so now he's taking it public. Play the original version, Raymundo, please.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% dead. Even when
now,
I'm crying crazy.
This other song, same lyrics, but they wrote it together, a different song. Here's the demo.
I just did a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% dead. Even when I'm holistic.
It's the same line.
It's the same line. Yeah. You gotta give him something.
Something.
Ed Sheeran will go, I probably was inspired by that. Just take some credit of the song.
Yeah.
And that works. That's all they're asking for, too. Not suing for an actual dollar amount, but going, hey, let me get 5% of that. You know, I did a Bobbycast, speaking of this, which is interesting, with Rodney Clausen, and I hope you guys check it out. Just search Bobbycast. And so he had so many number one songs that we couldn't fit them all up on the screen.
Oh, wow.
So he wrote Burning It Down, Jason Aldean. Southern Girl, Tim McGraw. Fast by Luke Bryan.
Fast.
And I Saw God Today by George Strait, which is
I Saw God Today.
Just a few of them. He had like over 24 number ones, right? And so we talked about this specifically, like if you take a song or accidentally get a song. And I asked him if he's ever written a song and then later realized after he was done with it that it may have been inspired by another song on accident. And he said it happened once with Dierks.
I'd already sent it to Dierks Bentley and he liked it. He's like, oh, dude, I love that. I want to hold it. And I got home and I played it for Nicole. I said, hey, listen to this song. I sent it to Dierks and he loves it. And she said, that's a Darius Rucker song. And I went back and it was, I can't remember what single it was, but it was literally the chorus was like note for note, a Darius Rucker song. And I had to call Dierks and say, hey, let me try to tweak the melody out to change it so it's not on top of a Darius song.
And then he was like, and then it wasn't the same. So it wasn't. It didn't happen.
Oh, wow.
But that's an example of him realizing it afterward and having to pull it back. Like, that's the integrity thing to do.
Yeah.
So Rodney Clausen was John Rich from Big and Rich's junior high basketball coach.
I knew John Rich from Lone Star. I was his junior high basketball coach when I was going to college. And he would call me like once a year. He'd be like, hey, coach, I'm in a band called Texas C, which turned into Lone Star, you know. And then the first time I ever came to Nashville, he said, hey, coach, we're going in to cut our second record. You should come hang out in the studio.
And then he ends up writing Big and Rich's first number one for them, too. It's a really good podcast. I hope you check it out. Search Bobbycast. Rodney Clausen is up. He also, and we don't need a clip for this one, but he also wrote a song with Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. And in America, it went like number 15 on a rock chart. But in Poland, it went number one. He didn't even know about it until we told him on the Bobbycast. We were like, do you know you got number one in Poland? He's like, I do. And so, yeah, check it out. Hey, good dude. So Rodney Clausen, the latest episode of the Bobbycast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you can watch it too at youtube.com/Bobbycast. Bobby Bone, come on. Tonight, I'll be at the CMT Artists of the Year, 8, 7 Central. You guys can watch. I'll be presenting Carrie Underwood tonight with her award. And I'll be doing something at the very beginning of the show too. And I submitted some jokes. Like, hey, this is a joke they wouldn't let me do. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Since we had Lindsay on the show earlier, I was going to do this show. Yeah, I think she'll be there tonight. I say, hey, one of my ex-girlfriends is actually releasing a new song. It's called Why Are You Incapable of Love, You Four-Eyed Weenie. It could be about me. I'm not quite sure. And then they put the camera on her. It's pretty funny, huh?
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not going to do it?
No, they didn't want any. I wrote a whole bunch. Mike and I spent a whole bunch of time on this, and then no.
Man.
But some funny ones, though. Woo!
Going to waste.
I know. Well, no, not to waste. They'll get used somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they'll get used. Watch tonight. 8, 7 Central CMT Artists of the Year. It's Dan and Shay, Carrie, Kane Brown, Thomas Rhett. Is the other one Luke Combs? Yeah, Luke Combs. All right, there you have it. Friday, we'll put out a new Pimpin' Joy shirt. It's our tie-dye Pimpin' Joy shirt at 9:30, 8:30 Central. Friday, we don't keep any of the money. Just going to help peeps. Appreciate that. The Bobby Bone Show. So the Oxford English Dictionary added some words, Amy.
Yeah.
Chillax.
To chill and relax.
Yeah. Promposal.
When you invite somebody to prom.
Yeah, but it has to be a little bit more elaborate.
But in a crazy way, yeah.
Promposals, though. They didn't happen for us.
No, it was after us.
Morgan number two? Did you have promposals?
Oh, yeah, I did. It was some guy used Blake Shelton's song, Honeybee, and he wrote it on poster boards down the entire street, like right by our high school, and then like was at the end standing with roses.
For you?
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
Yep.
First time we ever heard about this. Uh-huh. How do you hold this in your back pocket for so long?
I don't know. He was one of my really good friends, so it was pretty cool. But he liked you, for sure.
Yeah, you don't
big
go
time.
To, you thought he was a really good friend. He was sitting there going, if I ever get the chance. And you go to prom?
Yeah, we went to prom together.
How'd that go?
It was good. I mean, I went to prom every year, so I loved it.
Oh.
What do you mean every year? Brag? Huh? Brag?
No, well, I was just dating older guys, so I went freshman and sophomore year, and then my own, I went junior, senior year.
You went to 4 proms?
Yeah.
What was it like being popular? Dang.
It wasn't that. It was just that I had the right boyfriends at the right time.
And what happened with this dude who was just your friend? Did you guys make out?
No. Mm-mm.
You did it?
We're still friends.
Sounds like my prom. Finally got the courage to ask her out. Then I just took her home when it was over, and that was it. I think I took her home, and then she went to a party by herself afterwards.
No.
I think. I know.
She, like, changed and went back out.
I think. You know, we didn't have Instagram then.
So,
you,
there's
so
no
I wasn't
to tell.
Able to see. But I feel like a picture popped up somewhere. Also, whatevs is one of the words.
Yeah, whatever-ish. Like a shorter way to say whatever.
Right, that's it for today. Amy, what's going on?
Today, I'm going to see my dad. I didn't see him yesterday. I see him almost every day, but he's got some prescriptions I've got to pick up. So that's really me. What about you?
Tonight, the CMT Artist of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where I'll be opening the show and saying some stuff, and then I come back and present Carrie Underwood tonight. So if you want to watch that
then
tonight.
We can watch that.
On CMT.
That's what I'll watch with him. He'll like that.
At 8, 7 Central or at 9, 8 Central? I think at 8, 7. Regardless, CMT Artist of the Year Awards tonight on CMT. Would love it if you guys checked it out. I'll be there. I got a new suit I'm debuting.
Oh.
With, I think, a vest.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like...
Like vest underneath?
Yeah. No, Eddie, on top. I'm going to wear a vest on top of the suit.
I thought you were going a little risque there.
Risque?
Yeah.
How is that?
That's... What?
Okay, a little different maybe. Right.
Eddie's trying new words out today.
Didn't work.
All right, thank you guys. We will see you tomorrow. Appreciate you being a part of the show. You could be anywhere in the whole world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. CMT Awards, what time? 7 Central. 8, 7 Central. All right, there we go. Thank you guys. This is the Bobby Bones Show.